Missiles helpless against our freedom, Zelensky says defenders of Ukraine will protect country alone. By Kurt Zindelka on February 25, 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the nation early Friday morning, declaring that the defenders of his country are not tired and will press on with their battle to protect Ukraine against the invasion of Russia, despite being left alone on the world stage. Addressing the nation on the second morning of a large-scale war, President Zelensky said that demonstrating real heroism, the men and women of Ukraine did not allow the enemy to realize the operational plan of invasion on the first day. The enemy was stopped in most directions. Russia's attack continues with the expectation that our forces will be tired. But no one is tired, he said defiantly. The Ukrainian leader said that Russian forces are continuing to bomb his country, asserting that at 4 a.m. local time missile attacks were launched again on Ukrainian territory. Zelensky claimed that Russia's assertion that they were not attacking civilian targets was a lie, saying, just as yesterday, the military and civilians are equally under Russian attack. The purpose of this attack is to put pressure on you, the citizens of Ukraine, to put pressure on our entire society. I emphasize, not just on the government, on all Ukrainians. He went on to say that Russian military planes are operating treacherously over residential areas, including over the capital of Kiev, which has been bombed, reports state. Terrible explosions in the morning sky over Kiev. Bombing, hitting a house, fire, all this reminds of the first such attack on our capital, which took place in 1941, Zelensky said. According to the president, 137 Ukrainians were killed during the first day of the full-scale Russian invasion, with another 316 wounded. In his address, the president stressed that it will be up to the Ukrainian people themselves to defend their country, with Western powers merely imposing sanctions on Russia. This morning we are defending our state alone, as we did yesterday. The world's most powerful forces are watching from afar. Did yesterday's sanctions convince Russia? We hear in our sky and see on our earth that this is not enough. Foreign troops are still trying to become more active in our territory. Stop the enemy wherever you see it. The fate of Ukraine depends only on Ukrainians. No one but ourselves will control our lives. We are on our land, the truth is on our side. It will not be possible to destroy our character. Caliber missiles are helpless against our freedom. Projecting an air of confidence following the first day of large-scale fighting in the conflict that has been going on to some extent since 2014, Zelensky said that Russia will have to come to the table for talks sooner or later if the Ukrainian people hold the line against Putin's invasion. The sooner the conversation begins, the smaller Russia's losses will be, he said. We are defending ourselves. We do not stop. Glory to you. Glory to our army. Glory to Ukraine, Zelensky concluded. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.